Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. Great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. As we continue to cover the very long saga of President Biden's different attempts to relieve Americans' massive amount of student debt, he's been taking some pretty big swings of late, campaign season and all. He hasn't always planned on how this would all come out or shake out in the end. And, of course, he's had a few swatbacks from the Supreme Court. But he's continuing to lean into that as a strategy for a host of different reasons. And people are starting to wonder if any of these plans are really going to make it all the way through. And what kind of certainty or uncertainty does it create for the very people, those students holding student debt, are that he's promised to help? Jennifer Graham joins us. Of course, Jennifer is a journalist with more than 30 years experience. Love her writing, particularly for the Deseret News. And Jennifer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you having me.
All right. So the president keeps swinging. It's like six ways to Sunday when it comes to student loan. Give us the lowdown on the most recent attempt and what that looks like. And is any of that ever really going to take effect?
You know, what it looks like he's doing is basic addition and trying to get back to the 40 million people that he was thinking he was going to help with his first proposal, which, as you noted, got struck down by the Supreme Court last year. So he has been coming back slowly and in kind of a piecemeal fashion over the past year, adding another 300,000 people here, another 277,000 borrowers here, and trying to get back up to that magic number of 40 million that he promised last year. And he's not there yet. But, you know, I think the administration now says that his plans would not eliminate, but mostly just have some reduction, and mostly in interest rates only, not principal, for about 30 million people. Which, and a cynical person might say 30 million voters, right?
Right.
Not 30 million people.
Right. And that has been the criticism. Is he leaning into this even harder because it's an election year and he needs particularly young voters who may be carrying a lot of that student debt? It's been interesting, too, in terms of looking at some of the latest things that the administration has said they're going to enact. Most of them wouldn't take place until either early or even July of 2025, if they stand at all. How does that all play out? And is that just adding to the cynicism out there?
Well, I mean, the cynicism is already so high, it'd be hard to make it worse, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not helping his cause by having these news conferences where he's standing in front of a sign that says President Joe Biden is canceling your student debt. You know, if it said paid for by the campaign of Joe Biden, you know, it couldn't be any more obvious. But in one of the most recent press releases, the administration says that some of the borrowers would begin getting notices this fall. Well, there's something else going on this fall, right? And so, yeah, I mean, you might even say that the administration is perhaps not being completely truthful, because there's a very high risk. In fact, it's almost a certainty that all these new plans will be challenged as well, and they may well not result in anything other than getting people's hopes up long enough to go to the polls.
Yeah, I think that's such an interesting component to that. And as you break that down, and as you did in your piece at Deseret.com, a lot of this does create some uncertainty for those very people he says he wants to help, because some of them – some are immediately going out and spending money they don't have on the promise that they're going to get relief from their debt or their current status. How is this all shaking out, and what does that actually do when you say, well, okay, have I really been forgiven of that amount, or can I really take a break, and is there a penalty for that? It seems to me that often we end up hurting rather than helping with the uncertainty factor.
It does seem like that, because even the students who are, say, now enrolling as freshmen, with all of this talk about student loan forgiveness and what seems to be, if you are a denizen of Twitter or X, you know, there seems to be this movement towards getting rid of this debt. I think in many cases, there will be the perception that, well, my debt is going to get forgiven at some point. Mm-hmm. That if it's not now, it's going to be the next administration, but it's going to get taken care of, and I don't need to worry about it. And I can take out a $90,000 loan to go to the school I want to go to this fall. And that's significant, too, that it has been reporting over the past 6 weeks or so that that's a historic high. Yeah. At some of the priciest Ivy League universities now, $90,000 a year.
Wow. Yeah, that's stunning. And that was one of the other things that I noted from your piece was just the cost of higher ed continues to skyrocket, a disproportion to all of the other things, inflation and otherwise, that seems to be going up. And so to me, that seems to be kind of a counterswing in terms of what is happening. And are we, with all of this forgiveness and all of this, are we actually just creating a path for even higher costs? And then what does that do for those who can't get that aid or can't get those kinds of loans?
And that really is the most sensible argument to my mind among people who are arguing against this plan, for the most part, conservatives, of course. And there is the conversation about the national debt, of course. And, you know, can we really just keep spending, you know, like this without thinking about the consequences? But, yeah, even the administration pointed out in its language on the Department of Education website that since 1980, the cost of higher education has tripled, not counting for inflation. And what has happened, there is all this quote unquote financial aid available, which is a term that just personally, it makes me kind of nuts because, I mean, it makes it sound like we are just giving out money and we're not. I mean, that financial aid is, you know, it does include some grant money, but for the most part, they're talking about loans that mm-hmm. will have to be repaid. And they're also talking about students working at school, which, you know, I guess Dave Ramsey will say, yeah, they should work at school. But, yeah. You know, we can argue about that. That's a whole different story. But, yeah, I mean, that's the main and most reasonable argument about this is because these aid packages are available, that's why colleges and universities can charge this amount of money. Yeah. If kids didn't have access to these loans, I don't know how many people would be going to college.
Yeah. And you pointed this out from the Department of Education that that things like Pell Grants once covered 80% of the cost of a four-year degree, but now it's barely a third of that.
Correct.
Cost.
And that's not that Pell Grants have gone down.
Right.
It's that the tuition is so high that it doesn't approach the cost.
Yeah. You concluded by talking about this as a risky strategy for President Biden. And obviously, he's dealing with some struggles because of what's happening on the foreign policy front, especially with young voters. Is this just one more big swing? And will this be a big swing and a hit for the president, or will there be a backlash?
Well, we will see, right? I mean, if he does manage, in the very unlikely scenario that he is able to offer some student aid, student relief this fall, there that might translate into some votes at the poll. Interestingly enough, I went and looked back about what happened when there was controversy over Trump signing his name on the COVID checks, if you remember that. The people were all upset and saying, well, that was just kind of a blatant attempt to buy votes by putting his name on those checks. And the Washington Post went back and did an examination on what happens when names are attached to policies like that. And it's very unclear whether it actually plays out or not. And the problem Biden has right now, of course, is he's got all these anger from young people about his foreign policy, which they don't agree with by and large. And, you know, whether a promise of a student loan write-off or just small reduction is going to overcome that anger, I don't know. I just don't see it.
Yeah. Fascinating stuff. Great writing, great thinking, which is where it always begins with Jennifer Graham. Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us today. Great piece.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an important topic. Appreciate you talking about it.
All right. Okay. Fantastic. And that's Jennifer Graham. A great piece. You can check it out at Deseret.com. Talking about President Biden's student loan plan, and is it a risky swing? Is it reality? What will the impact be? Will there be any backlash? All things that you got to consider when we talk about higher education. We'll step aside for some bottom of the hour news. More Inside Sources coming up next. Stick around.